educators in Quiguillanoc are preparing their students for bright educational futures in both English and Yupik. They're part of a nationwide expansion of dual language programs where kids learn in two languages at the same time. And in Quiguillanoc, it's working. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman has more.
Most of the students have already arrived at the rural Quiguillanoc school by foot, bike, or four-wheeler when Principal Megan Rosendahl's voice booms out of the intercom. She welcomes them by their school mascot name.
Good morning, Eagles! The language of the day is Yupken!
That means when students are in the halls or at recess, they're supposed to speak to each other only in the Yupik language. That applies to all of the students, kindergarten through 12th grade. First grader Chloe Lewis tries her best as she pulls on her jacket and heads out to the playground. She starts reciting her most recent science lesson.
The anchor is Denisik.
She rushes out with her friend Issa Gurak, and they figure out who will be it in the game of freeze tag.
Pink, pink, you stink. Your turn, Tamakpatak. Chloe, you are out.
Despite the day's language rules, as they zip around the playground, Chloe and some of her friends default to using English. Chloe grew up speaking mostly English at home. Others grew up using mostly Yupik. But in school, they're all required to use both. Some subjects are taught in English, others in Yupik. Chloe says, sometimes it's a struggle.
A little bit hard because sometimes I don't know how to speak in Yupik.
So you're still learning.
Yeah.
Is it fun to learn?
Yes.
Longtime Quiguillanoc teacher Karen Paul says it didn't used to be this way. When she went through school more than 30 years ago, and when she started teaching, students only used Yupik through the third grade.
We had all Yupik teachers, and we taught them all in Yupik, the reading, writing, social studies, science, and math.
Then the Lower Kuskokwim School District changed courses. Math had to be taught in English.
I didn't really agree with it, but we had no choice.
Paul says the district experimented with a few different models, adding an extra year to transition from Yupik to English, trying to teach English in phases. But 6 years ago, they started a new program, dual language.
Dual language teaches both Yupik and English, and at first, again, I didn't like it because I thought the students would lose Yupik language.
But now, Paul has changed her mind. Test scores show that kids in Quiguillanoc are reading and writing in Yupik better than ever before. Gail Miller was the director of academic programs and curriculum at the Lower Kuskokwim School District when they chose to transition from teaching only in Yupik through the third grade to using the dual language model. She says the district made the change because students were leaving school without being fully proficient in either language. Switching from teaching in only Yupik to only English was
throwing them off the language cliff.
Adding the extra transition year didn't help. Miller says they consulted with the communities in their district and learned that most people did want their kids to be proficient in both languages. So the district began researching different dual language teaching models, and eventually settled on a method that was successful in Texas, where it was designed to help primarily Spanish-speaking communities.
Their population was similar to ours. People who were low socioeconomic students, people who were transitioning from one language to the other and did not have proficiency in either language.
It includes starting kids off learning language arts in their strongest language, then eventually teaching that lesson in both. Math is always in English. Science and social studies are always in Yupik. The students got a solid bilingual base all the way through the fifth grade, and teaching methods are more interactive. Miller says, so far, the district is seeing mixed results.
We have seen improvements in some schools, not in all schools, which was a surprise to us because we made a concerted effort to monitor the implementation and encourage really strong implementation.
Miller says it comes down to school and staff engagement. The schools that are really excited about the model are doing better. She says they will continue providing training to staff and improving their Yupik language teaching materials to help all of the schools. Back in Quiguillanoc, 6-year-old Chloe says she likes getting to use both languages at school.
How do you decide which one you want to use?
Just by using my brain.
The dual language program gets Chloe thinking in Yupik and English, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Ann Hillman.